Hi, everybody. This is Ron from Lightship, and we're here again to do some healings tonight, have some fun, know a little bit more about the Lightship, what it's here to do, how it's here to help everyone, and just experience healings. And then remember, tomorrow night is going to be Saturday Night Live on the Lightship, so we'll be going there probably near the end of the show for probably about 15 minutes for some Lightship healings. So we'll first start with entity releases here. So again, sit back and relax. And again, you know, tell your friends that we do have a radio program, if you would. And they may get to listen and have some healings. I know some people have a hard time crossing over from maybe Christianity or something else or whatever to understand that they have had a lot of misinformation, especially in the New Age here, about ascension and about the God plane energy. So we can talk about that tonight, too. If you want to give me some questions here in the fast chat. If you're new to the program, just get on Creation Lightship Healing. Click on it, scroll down, and we're on Station 2 tonight. And then from there, click on the fast chat underneath the light beam. It'll be in blue on your monitor screen. It'll say BBS Fast Chat. Click on that, and you can ask me some questions. And this may help out other people, too. So even if you think it's a stupid one, remember, they're all very good. So don't hesitate to punch something in there. So here we go. I'm going to do some entity releases, and we're going to help you get more into your body tonight with your spirit. So here we go. So taking away entities here, and this show is very live. Somebody asked if I prepare for the shows, and I do not do this. All I write down on a piece of paper is to do entity work, chakra, and the mind to heart drop, and that's basically it. And what comes through, comes through. The Lightship monitors everybody through the light beam on your monitor screen, and also as you're listening, you're connected to this divine energy. And we're taking away entities right now. The divine energy is creation energy itself. It is not God energy. Although the churches tend to talk about God energy as the Lightship's energy, which it is not. Completely different realm of energy, non-judgmental energy, has never created duality, does not act in duality, only knows pure love energy. The God plane energy is what's talked about in all the churches. And somehow, some people believe, and I'm still doing entity releases now to you, this takes about 2 minutes normally here. So some people believe that in order to become spiritual, or that they have to reincarnate in each lifetime because of the duality of making a mistake in the last lifetime, or that they're not good enough, or that their mind needs to have this lesson, or you need to have the lesson. Somehow you came back here, and you wonder why each lifetime that you have had, especially you right now sitting there, why you're being tortured in this lifetime, because you go, man, this doesn't feel right to me. And a lot of people that I communicate with sort of talk this way. They go, man, this place is awful. Why can't I ever get out of here? Well, that's why the Lightship comes every 2,000 years to help release you, your spirit, from this energy. And like I always tell people, the mind is basically the trap. The mind keeps trying and trying to figure out why you're here. It also, you know, is controlled by energies outside of yourself, which we'll call mind-controlling energies. And these mind-controlling energies are what is constantly bombarding you with misinformation and numbing yourself out so that you're unable to be fully conscious of your spirituality. This is why it's so important to drop your mind into your heart so that energy can surrender to that. And then you will get your guidance that you need. It's never outside of yourself. And being on the earth plane here in the duality that we're in, it's difficult to stay in our mind in the heart. Remember, the heart is where the mind needs to go to. And once you're in your mind inside of your heart, or I can reverse that also, once you're in your heart with your mind, it works both ways, then you get more guidance. When you're outside of your heart, then the mind is running rampant. That's where you have self-fulfilling prophecies. The mind is always looking and looking and searching and searching. and it'll always try to figure something out. You know, if you're trying to be in the mode of figuring things out, then you will find a new book to buy to figure something out next. And actually, when you read that book, you go, man, I have another question, and sure enough, you're going to go to that metaphysical library, and I've had people say, yeah, I've had books just fall off the shelf, and God, there must be some kind of divine guidance here. I got to buy this book, you know, for $50 because it fell off the shelf into my hands. Well, remember, there's entities around, there's forces around that are supposed to be helping you, but they're really not, and they're bringing you information that really you don't need to have at times. Like I said, all that you need to know is to go into your heart center. And I'm sure that most of you listening out there finally have given up on a lot of the information that's here on the earth plane because it's not suiting you. Or you just got tired of reading so much that now you're in confusion and now you're really questioning all your beliefs. And then when you finally come to the understanding that you've been lied to through all this material that you've read throughout your whole life and that your mentors, your parents taught you, then it gets kind of disconcerting. So like I say, this the teachings from the light ship is what Jesus taught is very simple. Go into your heart, don't go outside of yourself, and get your information. This is the main thing that you need to do. So the entities are now released from you, and now we're going to bring more of you back into your body. So what does that mean to you? Okay? What happens is because your spirit only lives in love energy in the moment. Remember, the light is only in the now. So if you can remember this and write it down, because the dark side will not want you to remember this information. So write it down. The light is only in the now. Anything outside of the now is not of the light. It's mind energy. When you're in the flow of the divine, in your heart center, at that time, when that happens to you, time stops. This is why a lot of people say, gee, I've been doing some type of work. Could be anything, carpentry or anything else. As you're in the flow of the energy in the moment with your guidance, you feel very comfortable. The negativity cannot really affect you because you're out of duality. You're in the flow of love. When you're in the flow of love energy, that energy cannot ever come to you. But once you get out of it and you start working in the realms of the mind, which is the dark side energy, which is the extraterrestrial thoughts that are coming to us, the mind projections, which could be anything. I won't go into that too much, but when that comes to you, then you're now in the mode of not feeling good enough and searching outside of yourself, trying to figure out why your life is so miserable and why things are happening to you, and that maybe the karma in your life is affecting you. So during this process, your spirit leaves your body because it says, man, I just can't handle it here any longer. I want to be in love energy. I can't take this physical torment, this pain. So it will leave you. Now what you have to do is call it back. And when you call it back, you have your spirit that's inside of you heal the parts of you, the fragments that left, because it couldn't stand and be with the vibration of who you were at that particular time. So your spirit does all the work, but it's up to you to comment and tell it and command it to do these healings for you with your own spirit. Otherwise, it doesn't know, because it only works in the now. It sees itself perfect, calm, complete, just like it sees you. So it doesn't really see anything wrong with you whenever it looks at you. You must command it and tell it that you have a problem. Remember, the divine always creates something, and that the divine looked upon itself and said, oh, man, this creation that we created is not any good any longer, then it could not hold up to its own spiritual integrity. So whatever it creates, it's perfect. And your spirit knows that. It always sees you as perfect. It doesn't judge you because it can't do that. If you break your arm, if you get into an argument with somebody, if you have some awful event happen in your life, it sees that as perfect because that's the experience that you're going through. And it's there with you to go through that experience. And that experience, from your spirit standpoint, is typically just another experience, whether it's positive or negative. And it's up to you, your awakening consciousness, your mind, to understand and to know and to learn that you're not supposed to be in duality. And the duality is what's actually causing your problems. And that's imprinted in you from your past lives, your genetic coding of your body. All of your cells have the past lives in there, which are the judgments of your ancestors. And so that's what's coming into you continuously, and that's causing your problems. So you want to release that baggage. This is what you call baggage. There's many forms of baggage. There's different types of baggage. It could be from a parallel life. It could be from a past life, from this life. You know, it just kind of, in a sense, goes on and on. But once you're in the moment with your spirit, this is what you want to get to and stay with your spirit and your heart. Then you're out of this aspect, and then you can start to control your life and to start healing yourself. So here we go. Here comes your spirit back into your body. And I'm going to count to 10. It's being healed as it comes back to you, so it can resonate with the divinity of who you are. And it will come into your heart center. And then from there, it will go to different parts of your body and start the healing process on you. This is why people get warm or tingles during the process of the healing here. And what you want to do also is to comment where you want to have a healing, because your spirit is your main healer. The mind of the body that you have that works, we'll say, in your subconscious mind, just to kind of label something there, which may not be a correct labeling, but we'll just call it that. That will always make your body heal, because your body has its own healing mechanisms inside of it. Your spirit adds like a big booster shot to that healing if you can resonate and come with that and into alignment with that precious divine energy of love, and the love will heal. Here we go. Coming in. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Be with your spirit now. Ask your questions. If you can't hear the answer, ask it to turn the volume up. If you can't hear it from then just say, I need help, and help me the best that you can. And I now request and command that I have this healing done to me. See you back in about 2 minutes. Energize a light being on your monitor screen right now. So again, just watch her, bring her up, and she'll be energized. We'll count to 10 here as we bring the energy in. This will be one of the female energies And that'll bring in Janina. And she doesn't always come in. Other ones come in her place at times just to see you. So here she comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And this picture will be fully activated shortly here, probably within 15, 20 seconds. You might want to watch the eyes, watch the rays around the forehead. It may look three-dimensional to you. If you look deeply into the eyes, you're going to see typically yourself there, but you're actually going to see the light energies. And a lot of people have a hard time. They think that they've been kind of betrayed by the light because they're stuck here and the light is not helping them. Well, the light's always there to help, but you have to ask for that energy. Remember, the problem that you're having is not the problem of the light. It's a problem of aligning with the darkness, aligning with the mind energy, aligning with your cellular blueprint of your body, and not really connecting to the light energy. Remember, all the masters that came here had to somehow, if they were speaking divine truth, eliminate the mind energy from themselves so they could be strictly in spirit energy as they talked. Okay, so if you look at most people, what they're doing is, if you kind of visualize like their body's full of programs. We'll just say full of audio programs, okay? And all of a sudden a situation occurs, and the computer that your body is all of a sudden finds the words, finds the way to respond, finds the way to have its physical actions, and that button gets pushed, and all of a sudden that audio tape goes on, and maybe even a tape that makes the body move physically. Some type of program gets played, and you start responding to something that your ancestors did and or you created in this lifetime. And this is how it works. This is duality. The light never created duality to show itself light. The light doesn't need to understand what light is. It already knows what light is. It doesn't need to have darkness to be able to say, yeah, I'm light and this is dark. It doesn't exist there. It only has light. It doesn't need to understand itself. It loves to see its creations that is created, but it doesn't judge any of those creations. If it did judge creations, then it would not be light energy. So I hope I'm answering some of the questions that maybe you have in your mind out there. The worst thing that I say is the mind energy. The mind energy, somehow, I've looked quite a lot today at the mind, trying to see if there was a mind ever created on the creation light ship given to us humans here. And if maybe that mind got corrupted somehow, and now it's in duality. Well, I don't see any mind energy whatsoever on the light ship, because that mind energy would be judging everything, trying to separate itself out from pure love. So the mind is strictly a program that was brought to us somehow, somewhere, into the physical bodies that we have. And this mind energy is what's preventing us from being pure spirit energy, from being the divine that you are. Like I said, the masters that were here, they got rid of their DNA stuff in a sense. They got rid of their cellular memory so they could be in pure spirit and connect divinely with themselves. And that's the only difference between them and you. If you got rid of your programming of negativity, we'll just use that term, then you could become a master, because you wouldn't have to have any reflection and you wouldn't have to feel like you were forced to be here. And you wouldn't have to draw negativity to you to experience life here. So let me just go to the fast chat here and see if anything is on here that I need to respond to. Mental and emotional, let's see. Okay, I'll do a mental clearing first here, since we're talking about the mind. So here we go. Sit back and relax. And you're going to release some mind energy from you, and we're going to drop that into your heart. So what happens is the mental body that's full of gunk can come into your heart center and can connect to your spirit. So there will be a portion of that. How much, I don't know. But the part that really wants to understand truth, remember, since the mind is in duality, there are some good parts to the mind. Okay? Just the bad parts are what's probably trying to control you. And so the mind really is looking for divinity, but doesn't know how to get it. So we're going to bring that mind energy into you, into your heart center, so it can surrender and actually see what pure light is. And then it will understand that pure light is not in duality. It's just what it is. And I'm sure if you've been on the program for the last maybe 6 months, you're going to notice and probably actually see a change in your life physically, because we've been doing this for quite a while. So here we go. Dropping your mind into your heart. And I'll do your chakra alignment right now real quick here. So just count from 6 down to 1. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There, you're all in alignment now. You may have felt the energy shift. It's instant. And now we're going to drop your mind into your heart. Think of an elevator. 6th floor is your forehead, we'll just call that. Your waking consciousness, where you think from, where you look out of your eyes and see things, and that's connected to some type of intelligence. And from there you get your thoughts, okay? So we're going to drop that thinking part of you down, which we'll call mind, into your heart. And the first floor of the elevator will be your heart. The 10th floor is where you're thinking right now, between your ears. So here we go, dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, I'll just put some music on here. And again, connect with your spirit. It's with you. And again, ask for healing and guidance. Here. Does 8 mean anything to the creation light ship? No, it doesn't. It's just a number down here. There's no special dates, no special times, you know, at all, period. All that is just stuff from mass consciousness, collective consciousness here. That's the God plane energy that people talk about. So no, there's nothing that is significant about any numbers at all. Except they may hold you in bondage here. So other than that, the light ship doesn't see anything, doesn't judge anything. And it didn't create, like, let's say, the number 8 for anything. Oddly enough, today is the 8th, you know, of 8808, and there's probably a lot of rituals going on this day because of the numbers being the same. Stay out of them. Don't go outside of yourself. Don't connect to anything that can cause you harm, which you may not even know about. You know, like I said, look at the movie that's out now, The Mist, M-I-S-T. And The Mist is from people doing energy work, vortex openings, stargates, all this stuff here that we have, you know, basically heard about in the last 10 years is what you don't want to get involved with, because you're dealing with something that you know nothing about, and it's very, very dangerous. And those energies, if you tap into them thinking you're doing something good from your heart, they can actually steal your soul. And this is why a lot of people did not ascend last time, 2,000 years ago, and they lost part of themselves, and they're still lost, and you'll probably never be found. So that's why Jesus said, too, strictly stay with yourself, go inside. Another question here, can we clear a friend? Well, the way to have a friend cleared, I guess the person's asking if they can clear a friend. I don't know. Possibly you have to clear yourself out as much as you can clear yourself out. Remember, any healer running any kind of energy can only go as far as they have worked on themselves, okay? So that's a good clue for all of you out there. I get people coming to me that say, gee, you know, I've been told by a psychic reader that I'm supposed to be a healer. I says, well, it's being a healer has a lot of responsibility. And the main responsibility is how much harm are you going to be harming yourself attempting to do a healing on someone else, okay? And then are you giving them their, are you giving that person your emotional garbage by sending them energy from you? Nobody ever talks about that. They just think they're tapping into divine energy, and they, you know, it comes through them, and then they transmit that to somebody that they're working with. Well, if you're not working out of your heart, you're not using divine energy. And just because you feel chills in your body or warmth in your hands doesn't mean that you're running divine energy. Divine energy comes from your spirit only. It doesn't come outside of yourself. There's not like a cloud in the sky that, say, if you're a typical Reiki practitioner, you know, that's the main healing modality now that people know about. And you think that, yeah, I'm tapping into this God energy from the God plane, not knowing that that's in duality and that's run by negative entities, negative ETs, etc., to hold you captive here, and you think you're tapping into that because it's divine energy. It is not. And the energy will come to you because you're invoking it. And this energy is more conscious and much smarter than you, so it will come into you, and it can do a perfect healing. Remember, the darkness can mimic the light 99.9%, and you don't know the difference. Your mind isn't intelligent enough to figure this out. This is why Jesus said to always go inside and don't go outside of yourself. This is the whole teachings here of the light ship. Get your guidance from inside. Your spirit will never betray you, even if you only have 1% in you. Once you call upon that energy, the light is very, very strong, and it can help you and give you guidance. But it's your mind that's going to sabotage yourself, and your mind is going to bring in the darkness, and it'll bring in the God plane energy. So definitely always go inside. So as far as the other maybe side of the question, can I help somebody not listening to this program? I don't do that, mainly because when I do healings, I work with people live that's listening. The archives will work, but it's up to the person to tune into the program. Another thing that Jesus basically said, which this may offend some people out there maybe, but he basically said, let the dead bury the dead. So the people who aren't conscious enough to wake up to know that there is a divine energy out there that, and they've been betrayed by this religious movement, they're basically dead in consciousness. You have to awaken yourself. So I know that everybody listening now is probably going, wow, you know, Ron got kind of negative on that aspect. Well, that's the truth. You know, if you talk to all of your friends about this show and they go, oh, I don't believe in this, or I don't know about that, or, you know, I have my own thing that I'm doing, well, that's fine. And their own thing is great for them. but it's not going to get them anywhere because they're going to be in duality unless they go into their heart center and talk to their spirit. And eventually they will come about and probably listen to the radio program here. But if they're just stuck in the mental realm and attempting to live their life on the mental plane in duality, then they are lost, you know. That's why I say let the dead bury the dead, because it's very frustrating to see people who don't understand and who don't get it. And they're only controlled because of their thoughts. And the thoughts and the implants inside of them are going to, you know, give them problems in their life here. So basically, that's what I'm telling you. Just, you know, connect with yourself. Do all this process here. Another comment here. CLS cleared a friend. Just blinked off here. Where did it go here? In a past show or past shows. Well, we have done healings to release people out of your energy field. And from that, they would probably get a healing. But as far as doing something like that, I choose not to do that any longer. If it happened one time, then that's great. But the energy now is so much stronger and flowing so much more that the main thing is to stay in your own consciousness here. And so don't project anything out. They must listen to the program. This is why it's on the air here. And to support themselves and to understand their own divinity. Remember, the hardest thing working with people doing healings is that they're not willing to change their life. You can do all the healings you want on somebody, and then if you don't get rid of the entities and they don't understand their healing, they don't get rid of the entities causing them to have their addictions or whatever their problems are, they'll never get well. It's up to them to want to change. So the light ship will never force you to change your reality, because you're in perfection all the time. It's up to you to connect to your spirit. This is the whole process why this show is here, is to get you to understand that. So here we go. We're going to bring in some more divine energy. We're going to do a emotional clearing. Go back 5 days here, so 5 days ago. Cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. We'll do a mental clearing. This is like kind of reorganizing your home computer, getting your files in the right order. It'd be like a system restore. So here we go. Mental clearing. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And for people out there who have some type of chronic pain, we'll do what we can with that too now. Go back 5 days ago. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And I do private sessions. There's a question up here about how to get rid of your cellular memory from the past. Yes, I do one-on-one sessions with people to do that. So, yes, if you want any healings, this is why I do samples, so you can feel the energy, know that the divine is working with you. Remember, there's nothing to be afraid of the divine energies. It's not like what's being taught here about you have to fear God or anything, because the divine energy is not in judgment. They see you as perfect wherever you are. They wish you'd be more perceptive of your own divinity, basically, but that's between you and your mind. You know, how do you change your mind? How do you get out of the mind control? Well, you have to work on it. You need to connect more with your spirit. Remember, you're a free choice here as far as that. It's a very probably little free choice because of all the environments that's coming to you from the dark side, but it's still up to you to connect to your heart. The dark side can never sever that connection from you. They can do everything else, but they can't sever the connection in your heart to your spirit. So this is your path that you have to walk to do that. And once you become more conscious in your heart and have your mind surrender to the heart, then you're going to be freed up of all the stuff that you're going through. And then you start working on your body to give the body a chance for ascension. And that's why your spirit is basically with you to help it to do the ascension process. So I'll put some music on here. I'd like you all again to stay heart-centered, go into your heart, connect with your own divinity. And I'll drop you down again in case you came out listening to me talk here. So here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay. Connect with your own spirit. Feel the energy. do a heart opening here for everyone. So we'll have the light being help you out with this here. Just kind of watch her if you wish, or just have your eyes closed. The energy will come through now. We'll take away discordant energies from your heart center. And here we go. And once you're cleared out, if you wish, you could project that energy to someone. But remember, you're connecting to them, so be very, very careful. It's then you get into the healing mode. There's a request on here for a dog healing. Dogs aren't not going to give you the negative energies of a person. So here we go. Opening up your heart here, heart chakra. Spin, 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 spin. Open. And again, taking away some more of these energies in your hearts. Cause you pain, trauma. Normally it's all relationship situations here. Could be any kind of relationship. Could be losing something. Remember, everything here in life is a relationship. It doesn't have to be with people. Okay, there we go. Okay, and again, stand your heart. It'll put some music on. And again, request guidance and healing. Remember that the mind will keep always working with you. If you think that something's wrong with you, it will keep finding things wrong with you continuously. But once you get into your heart, then you can really find out what the real problem is. But the mind will keep you searching forever. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy once you get caught on to something. And then you want to research and find out more and more. And you actually have to just tell the mind to stop. And at that point, hopefully you can command it to stop, giving you all these thoughts, and then from there get into your heart and find out what the real problem actually is. What is the mind looking for? What type of healing is it looking for? Because it probably doesn't know either. It's just searching, and it'll search forever. The heart knows the problem, and the problem that you're experiencing is in your body. So instead of trying to figure out stuff, maybe why the dark side attacked you, why you incarnated here, why things are not working well in your life. You know, there's a lot of research on the internet you can go to and look, but until you actually stop and go within to get your answers, you're just going to be wasting your life away. And that's basically it in a nutshell. Until you can actually connect to your heart, you're lost, and this is the whole process. So what I'd suggest doing is just to maybe stop what you've been doing from the past, turn over a new leaf, you know, understand that your spirit is what you need to connect to for your own divinity. The light ship can help you with certain aspects of that. It does many, many healings on people. Remember, our bodies are very dense down here because of the thought energy, because of the mind control, because of basically free will running amok. And a part of that is having the extraterrestrials taking away our energies. because they want to live on them. And you have to realize that at some point you have to stop and get into your heart center. And until that is actually done, you're going to be searching your whole life. And you may become a very miserable person at that time at some point in your life because you can't get out of it because the mind is just too powerful. Remember, each time you get upset, each time you maybe you get an aha on something, the dark side is right there, right alongside of you, saying, oh, thank you so much for giving me some more energy. You know, you got angry again? Oh, wonderful. You know, here's another book to read about the Pleiades, the Arcturians, whatever, you know, is out there. You know, there's many, many ET races. You know, the Illuminati, et cetera. It goes on and on and on and on. So just know that until you're willing to shift into your heart energy, you know, the dark side will bring you everything that it can so that you're able to give them more energy. So stay in your heart. Request your healing right now. And here we go. Put another song on. This is all about heart-based healing. And you're the one that's in control of this here. You have to surrender your mental body into your heart. So here we go. Another question on the fast chat here is, how can I find a life partner? Basically, your true life partner is your twin flame energy. And I do a session with that to have that integrate with you. Without having that, you will be searching probably your whole life outside of yourself looking for that compatible energy for you. And you won't ever find it, basically. You may find people around that can help you, but once you have that twin flame energy with you, then you're never alone. You feel wonderful because it's always with you. It doesn't have to be physical. There are a few physical people here that are twin flame energies that do get together, but basically the other half of you is somewhere else, and this is why the dark side created the situation, not allowing you to have the other half of you with you. So you never feel fullness. You always feel like something's wrong with you, and you always look outside of yourself for that extra energy, and you do find it a little bit. You will find something that may relate to you, so you buy something, and then maybe after a week you don't need it any longer because you pulled all the energy off and it didn't sustain life for you. So I do a session with that. If you're interested in becoming more whole and complete, I do a twin flame session. It's called the 4-in-1 session, but you must have other healings before that, because your twin flame, much like your spirit, will not come into densities, and your body's full of them. So you need to have at least, you know, an emotional clearing, a past life clearing, and a mental body clearing, and that will help integrate your twin flame energy with you when you do that particular session. What I'll do now is another clearing here. We'll take away some of the energy here that are from parallel lives. Here we go. So we'll take 10 of these here. Remember, there's thousands of these. And not to upset you, but it's just the way the dark side has provided you and the our space brothers with all this duality energy here and the God plane energy. It all works the same. It's all to disempower you, to make you feel like you're powerless. That's why they created the caste system here. So here we go. This is a parallel life. What it is a lifetime that you're living in an artificial intelligent body. Your spirit goes to it on an artificial intelligent earth that looks like this one. And you're there having an experience maybe in 1,000, 2,000 lifetimes at one time. This is where you get your deja vu from. This is where you get a scenario that you think, man, I know this person, but where did I know them from? This is where you get your spiritual setups, contracts, and agreements from also. This is where you get entities. I mean, it goes on and on and on. Parallel lives are the worst thing that you could ever have had happen to the physical body here. Remember, your spirit is compelled to go to these because it wants to help heal a body. So when it sees you somewhere else, it runs there and does that. And it can do many lives at one time. This is why people sometimes have nightmares when they're sleeping. A lot of people who do have dreams will go through and they're actually living a parallel life. And a lot of times when you wake up in the morning, that dream really isn't solved. Maybe you're doing something and all of a sudden something awful happens and you wake up. Well, that's because they're trying to torture you or kill you in a parallel life. And you brought back the information and you're actually reliving it. So you're living it there and having it done to you here. And you're conscious of it. So the benefit of that from the dark side is that they're able to take your emotional energy from you. Remember, you responded emotionally to a situation. And that they're taking all the energy they possibly can from your spirit. And this is why you want to have this clearing done. So anyway, here's 10 parallel lives we can take you out of here. Again, concentrate on a situation in your life, maybe a physical problem. And you may see some relief from that. So here we go. First lifetime, release, second release, third release, fourth release, fifth release, sixth release, seventh release, eighth release, nine released, and number 10 released. So again, just see how your body feels. It may feel a little bit lighter even. Some people actually feel their body changing right after this. Here, I'll do another clearing here. This is equally important. This is a planetary healing. This is what I call your horoscope. And this is how the dark side is controlling you. Remember, your horoscope, your natal chart, is not divine energies like the God plane tells you. People believe or have believed that, you come down here to experience lessons. And so what they do is the dark side maps out for your whole life a pattern, a program, and your program daily to follow that master program of your horoscope. And that natal chart is right there, and you have to follow that thing, and you can change it if you know about it. That's why readers are good to go to, because they may tell you what's going to happen with you. I talked to one reader, and they said, boy, I'm never going to tell anybody anything bad. And I go, man, you're missing the point. The person needs to know what's bad so they can change their life, so they can get out of a situation or not do something. And they go, oh, no, that's a bad thing. I don't ever want to say anything bad to somebody. So what they're doing is the dark side's feeding them airy-fairy information about how wonderful their life's going to be. They're going to meet their soulmate maybe in a month or two. They're going to make all this money. You know, they're going to be able to, go to Hawaii. You know, that's the way a lot of the readings are. Well, you want to know the bad stuff. You don't want to know the good stuff. The bad stuff is what you can help to ward yourself off from these energies. And so a good reader will tell you probably both. But the main thing is that you're being mind-controlled. You're being controlled from birth by these planets. Okay, so the parallel clearing, parallel life clearing, is strictly from your spirit, getting screwed over. And the planetary healing is how your body is being screwed over in your lifetime right now by these energies cording into it. So we're going to take away 10 of the planetary energies. These probably aren't even known to you, okay? What I will tell you after you have these clearings, the Earth energy, the Moon energy, anything in retrograde is not going to affect you. Everybody who has had this has commented on that to me, that these energies, are gone. They can read their horoscope and go, oh, big deal, it doesn't affect me any longer because you're taken out of this situation of the dark side controlling you. So here we go. Planet number 1 release, 2 release, 3 release, 4 release, 5 release, 6 release, 7 release, 8 release, 9 release, and 10 release. Okay, I'd like you again just to listen to your spirit, ask it for what kind of situation these healings have done for you. If you're out of the situation that you've been in, how much healing you need in the future. It has all this information for you. You just connect to it and ask. Or just ask your body. Ask your body how it's feeling now. Better close the show down here. So I want to say blessings to all of you and have a very good evening. Tomorrow night is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. So hope to see you all there. And it starts at 9 o'clock PST, midnight on the East Coast. So blessings to all of you and good evening.